The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford.
Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about part one of the jobs report and inflation.
2 months ago, with gas prices having hit all-time highs, Albert Elliott got a second job simply to afford to fill up his gas tank so he could drive the 60 miles to his primary job at an Amazon warehouse in Raleigh, North Carolina. He makes $15.75 per hour working for Amazon, and just to get to work, he took another job as a janitor at a community college, working an additional 2 days a week for $10 an hour. And that still wasn't enough to make ends meet and fill up his Kia Soul completely. As Elliott told the Washington Post, he paid for gas in increments of $15, $20, or $25, whatever he could afford after spending his wages on essentials like food, sometimes even borrowing money from family and friends. He said his biggest concern was not being able to get to work to make any money, that you have to pretty much rob Peter to pay Paul.
That's exactly how I feel. And there's a clear disconnect between people like Elliott, the Federal Reserve, and Washington, D.C.
Yes, there could be consequences for the economy and markets. The July jobs report blew past expectations, and that was the big headline, at least. The numbers beat Wall Street's expectation by a lot, and that cranked up the expectation on Wall Street that with the job market so strong, the Federal Reserve has plenty of room to fight inflation. That means the Fed will keep raising interest rates higher and higher. So the idea is that if the economy keeps adding jobs, while there are also 10.7 million unfilled jobs already, it has enough cushion to endure tougher conditions that will result from higher interest rates. Wall Street is viewing this report and how the Fed is likely to respond to it. But looking closer at the latest jobs data, you can see a few different realities of what's happening on Main Street. And none of them strike us, at least, as showing a strong economy. Instead, the details are more in line with the truth folks like Albert Elliott are facing in North Carolina. They need to make more money to make ends meet.
To put this into perspective for our listeners, let's dig a little deeper into the misleading jobs report some of the mainstream media and Biden administration are touting.
Here are some red flags we see under the headline. First, of the 500,000 plus jobs the U.S. economy added in July compared to June, 384,000 were for part-time work, and 92,000 people added a second job, a trend that has accelerated since March. Meanwhile, in the past month, the economy lost 71,000 full-time jobs. Second, while the unemployment rate dropped slightly from June to July, so did the labor force participation rate. This means fewer people are working overall than a month earlier. Third, the biggest month-over-month gains were in part-time work and specifically in the services industry like restaurants. And while the number of people working jobs lasting between 1 and 3 months increased, jobs of all other durations declined. And fourth, wages ticked up, but not enough to keep pace with inflation. The average hourly wage for private sector workers rose to $32.27 in July, a 5.2% annual increase, but well below 9.1% headline inflation over the same span. With inflation still high and the Fed hiking rates to slow down the economy, the number of job openings in the U.S. has been declining. Many companies have paused new hires or have started to lay folks off because of higher costs and less growth.
And although some hourly wages are going up, workers aren't making nearly enough to keep pace with inflation. This is a terrible scenario for pretty much everyone.
And it's a result of pouring fire starter, massive money printing, and near zero interest rates on a sizzling economy for much of the past 2 years. And that stoked inflation, even before the war in Ukraine. And the Fed's now playing catch up. Now we've reached the messy dealing with the consequences part of the story. Inflation is high and people are still spending money. Of course, that doesn't help to combat inflation or intense demand for goods. So while on the surface, the economy adding 500,000 jobs might sound great, the details get uglier. The supposed strong July jobs report is more of an indicator about what inflation and a slowing economy are doing to people. And there's more. Credit cards are booming. Another sign showed up in another government report, which didn't get nearly the mainstream coverage of the jobs report. And we're talking about credit card balances.
Okay, let me stop you there because we've run out of time for today. Tune in next week as we dig into part two of the jobs report, inflation, and these credit card balances. But if people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661. You can also reach us toll-free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.